In this world of technology, things are ever-changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone. Welcome to the Tech Zone. We on our tech flow, and it's still a global market in case you didn't know. So many guests, we not trying to impress. Just want to pass off the info. You can do the rest. See, there's no escaping tech. It's part of our lives. Keep every individual connected worldwide. But all this innovation is more than entertainment. It's people like you paving a new way every day. So let your imagination run wild with all the things that you dream about. Cause the Tech Zone is on now with Paul Amadeus Lane. Blah. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Tech Zone. I am Paul Amadeus Lane. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can connect paulamadeuslane.com on our show today. We got a couple of great guests. We're going to talk about some assistive or adaptive technologies out there that's helping ones stay healthy. We're also going to talk about a new social media platform where everybody plays nice. Sounds good, doesn't it? What I wanted to do was to take a brief moment to give a huge thank you and a shout out to my friends over at Sony Interactive Entertainment, PlayStation. I had the privilege to visit the campus last week. Now, if you were following me on Facebook and the Twitter, you saw some of the pictures. I took a picture with Sean Layden, CEO of Sony Interactive Entertainment and PlayStation. Sean and I actually are from Long Beach. So my fellow Long Beach bruh, Sean Layden. But that visit really touched my life. PlayStation is a company that truly cares about making gaming inclusive for all. It is their mission to do so. The CEO, Sean Layden, is passionate about this, and also others in the company are passionate as well too. I'd like to give a shout out to my buddy over there, Kevin Chung. He's lead counsel. Kevin, you heard me tell the story, how he and I met at E3 2017. That's where Kevin met Paulie. And I told you a story about how at the E3 media showcase that PlayStation put on, they really took care of the physically challenged and the disabled community. They had a riser there so we can be up enough so we can see all the things happening on the stage. Kevin came by, made sure that we were all comfortable, things were taken care of. Kevin exchanged his card with me. I'm getting kind of emotional because it was really touching. Kevin exchanged his card. And right after E3, I said I need to email him and thank him for what they did, because Sony and PlayStation, they went above and beyond what was required, making us comfortable. But you know me, I lost his card. So about 3 or 4 months later, you know, I told my wife, I said, what was the gentleman's name? I think his name was Kevin. I lost his card. He's from PlayStation. Can you find it? And my wife found it. Yay, right. So I emailed Kevin, let him know about my work with the Abilities Expo, told him if I can be of any assistance, please let me know. So Kevin and I worked together for the first annual Accessible Gamer or Gaming Meetup at PSX 2017. We invited some disabled gamers out. We talked to some programmers and some video game developers. That's when I met Sam Thompson from PlayStation. And Sam was really kind of at the forefront when it came to Uncharted. I think Uncharted 4. Yeah, where a lot of accessibility gaming features were in that game. And if I got that title wrong, please, Kevin and Sean and Sam, don't beat me up, please. But that's how I got involved with finding out what PlayStation is doing when it comes to accessible gaming. And everyone there treated myself, and there were a few other members of the disabled community. I mean, they treated us like royalty. They were attentive to our needs. Erica, she works in HR, and she was amazing. Darshell, I think she works in the diversity outreach. She was amazing. My buddy, Joe, over in corporate comms, he was awesome. And Karen, over in corporate comms. And if I forget anybody's name, please forgive me, but everybody was so amazing. And it was really transformational. And really appreciate what PlayStation is doing to making gaming accessible for all. And it's my mission to bring more members into the gaming fold and to let ones know how gaming really changed my life. All right, well, that's me off my soapbox right now. If I forgot anybody over at PlayStation in my visit, oh, and they gave me this cool controller right here. Only 6 worldwide. So this is what me and Steph Curry have in common. We both have our personalized PlayStation controllers. Don't be hating. All right, when we get back, we're gonna talk about accessible technologies and the innovation behind it and how it's helping others. We'll be right back.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can.
Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the tech zone.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can.
Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the Tech Zone.
Hello, welcome back. Paul Amadeus Lane, second segment of the show. This is the Tech Zone. So happy you stayed with me. After that first segment, I know I kind of get kind of rambunctious sometimes when I'm on the air, but I have a lot of fun and thank you so much for your support. There's many other programs, many other shows that you could be watching, but to have you tune in, to have you podcast, to have you look at the video, it's really, truly humbling. You know, just even if one person did it, I would be so grateful for you guys just caring and tuning in. Well, we talked about this on the first segment of the show, adaptive or assistive technologies. As you all know, I'm an ambassador for the Abilities Expo. And this year's Abilities Expo, I actually did a accessibility workshop about different technologies out there for the disabled community. And there's one piece of technology that blew my mind. And if I would have knew about it earlier, I would have had this in my presentation. When it comes to working out, when it comes to keeping your muscles toned, there are only so many options that we have as the disabled community. And my next guest is helping to meet that challenge so more and more are able to get healthy and get a little nice little workout too. And I'm so happy to have with me right now this person talking about this great, great piece of innovation, Kathleen Landless. And I didn't mess up, did I, Kathleen? Said your name right, right?
No, that was perfect.
She's a clinical representative at Restorative Therapies. And welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And I wanted to have you on to talk about this great piece of innovation. You know, even though this is a tech show, but this piece of technology is amazing. Why don't you tell ones about this RT300? Because I've been singing the praises before I brought you on.
Well, great. Where did you, before I go into it, where did you first see us, Paul?
I first saw you guys at Rancho Los Amigos.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So Restorative Therapies has been around since 2004. We're based out of Baltimore. And our mission is to help people with neurological impairments and critical illness to achieve their full functional potential. So the RT300 is our flagship device. It is a functional electric stim cycle, which uses electric stimulation to stimulate the peripheral nerves to cause a muscle contraction while someone is on the ergometer or the cycle to keep them healthy. So it's applicable to a wide range of neurological diagnosis. It originally started with people with spinal cord injuries, but over time we've realized that actually anybody with a neurological impairment, from brain injury, spinal cord injury, transverse myelitis, cerebral palsy, MS, there's a wide range of people that can benefit from our technology. The cycle has 5 FDA approved benefits, and those are decreasing muscle atrophy, improving circulation, improving range of motion or increasing range of motion, decreasing muscle spasms, and re-educating muscles. There's been research that's gone on for over 40 years, and that research shows those benefits. Plus, there's a lot of other benefits that the research has uncovered, such as just keeping someone healthy, improving glucose tolerance, improving cardiovascular function, as well as just improving overall function, such as gait or transfers. It can be translated into a lot of other functional gains. So it's a great piece of technology, and I got using it about 4 or 5 years ago in the clinic. I am a physical therapist by background. I've been a therapist for 16 years. And this device was a device that was pretty game changing for me. I changed the way that, number one, I thought about functional electric stimulation. And number two, I changed the way that I approach treating my patients, and it became something, an amazing tool that I use with a lot of my patients. I saw great outcomes. And then just the more I learned about it, and the more that I saw patients benefiting from functional electric stimulation, I realized that getting someone one of these for home was, you know, the best way to keep those people healthy, keep them out of the hospital, but also keep the gains that I had worked so hard to achieve with them in therapy. So I started on with Restorative Therapies last year, and right now I am a clinical rep for the West Coast. So I cover a bunch of hospitals out in Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada. And it's allowed me to go in and kind of share my passion and what I've learned as a therapist in order to continue to benefit patients, and as well as therapists, because a lot of it is educating therapists that this technology exists and then what it can do for their patients.
And you know, Kathleen, listening to you talk, you know, me living as a disabled person for the past 25 years, you know, what you're saying is so true. And for ones out there who may not understand just how our bodies changes over time, me being a quadriplegic, what ones don't realize is that when a body is in motion, things just seem to work out a lot better. The spasms. I know with me, like you and I talked about this off air, about how I had an exercise bike for my legs, electronic one, that broke on me. And it happened about maybe 5 or 6 months ago, and I've been looking to replace. And the problem that happened to me after that broke, I started gaining weight. My stomach started getting bigger. And I just thought it was just me loving some sweets, but it was actually me not being in motion that really, you know, contradicts the body and all the gains that I've made. So what you're saying is truly important. And for ones out there who are, let's say, are able-bodied, who have no idea about what the body goes through, if you can explain to it once again just how important it is for bodies to have movement and bodies to have stimulation.
Yeah, you know, so just take your average person who doesn't have a neurological disability, and if we are to sit around and not work out, we end up having all of the like bad medical things that come with that. So whether that is, you know, just high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, all those things can happen to an able-bodied person. So if if you end up getting a neurological disability and now all of a sudden you're in a wheelchair, and maybe you're paralyzed or you just have a hard time moving in a way that keeps you healthy, functional electrical stimulation and FES cycling is a way that we can keep our bodies moving, keep eliciting a muscle contraction in a functional pattern to keep all the health benefits that you get with progressive resistive exercise. So it's just another way to keep yourself healthy. And it's so important for people who are in wheelchairs or with neurological disabilities because they have a lot of muscle atrophy that happens and they have a lot of skin breakdown. And, you know, Paul, you can probably talk about this more than I can, but, you know, rehospitalization is huge with patients in wheelchairs, especially with skin breakdown, wounds. So those are things that FES cycling actually helps to keep that patient away from. So if we can keep someone out of the hospital, that's huge. Less downtime, less time away from work, less time away from family. The last place you want to be is in a hospital. So if there's something that we can do to keep ourselves healthy, FES cycling is really a no-brainer for people with neurological disabilities.
Absolutely, absolutely, well said. And when I think back to 25 years ago when I first got injured and to where I'm at today, I never thought we would see a device like this, because we're going to share this with our Abilities Expo audience as well too. So they know what I'm talking about when I say this. And you as a therapist, seeing where we are today, where this technology exists, how does that make you feel personally as a therapist to see that this is something that's going to keep people out of the hospital, keep them healthy? How does that make you feel? We don't want to put you out of a job because you probably was a great therapist, but how does that make you feel?
You know what? It's awesome. Being a therapist for 16 years, I can't say that there's many technologies that I have fully embraced and really saw the changes in my patients. And that's huge for me. I got into being a physical therapist because I have a personal family member with a brain injury. So, you know, I kind of grew up around this and I've seen a lot of things come and go. But nothing that I have ever worked with or seen like the FES cycle has actually really changed my practice. FES cycling is definitely a tool that more therapists should use and that more people should be using at home. It's exciting for me, and it's exciting to work for a company that is on the cutting edge of therapy technologies too.
Now the cycle, the way that it's put together, it's pretty sweet. It's pretty awesome. And it comes with different electrodes and leads. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. If not, please correct me, Kathleen. And how does a person determine if they need six electrodes or 12 electrodes? How is that determined?
You know, if someone is interested in getting a stimulation cycle for home, the best bet is to be evaluated by a physical therapist. So you and the physical therapist or occupational therapist kind of work out a program and work out, which muscles need to be fired for your particular injury or disability. So for some patients, six channels is fine. And for others, they may benefit from the full 12 channel. And then from there, you and your therapist can decide, what kind of benefits you saw with it and whether or not you want to get it for home. If you do want to pursue a home cycle, you only need a prescription from your doctor and a letter of medical necessity. And with that, Restorative Therapies has an entire floor that is devoted to the reimbursement process. It can be a long, tedious, annoying process, and they're there to basically walk you through it. So they handle all the phone calls back and forth to the insurance companies, case managers, whoever it may be. They take care of all that, that background stuff that can be really disenchanting to people trying to negotiate on their own. And it can take, you know, the reimbursement process can take up to a year, or a year and a half. However, this team stays on it. This is what they do. And they're really good at it. And they keep you posted during the entire process. And in 2017, we had a 50% success rate with private insurance. And, you know, everybody has a different insurance situation or, you know, a different financial situation. So our inside team and the reimbursement team really help to work with each and every patient to decide what's the best route to go, whether it's trying to find a private grant or scholarship or going through insurance reimbursement. And then after that, once that cycle has been approved or once that patient decides to purchase the cycle and get it for their home, then we also have a member of our team that goes into the patient's house to help them put it together, set it up, and train either themselves or a caregiver to start the cycle, to hook up the electrodes, and to run the program. After that, I think one of the coolest parts of restorative therapy is that we have an inside clinical team, and that clinical team is made up of therapists who will provide ongoing support to all of those home customers. So this is huge because, you know, I know when I have given patients home exercise programs in the past, there's really no guarantee that the patient is going to do it. I can ask them. I can follow up with them by phone calls, but really there's no way for me to tweak that besides bringing that person back in for more physical therapy. This allows those patients with home cycles to have ongoing tweaking of their home exercise program. So it's really cool because the clinical team can either log into their sessions to help change parameters, or even FaceTime or Skype with them, like we are Skyping right now, to kind of, you know, find out what's going on with the patient and how to maybe progress them with their home cycling. So that's definitely, I think, one of the coolest parts of restorative therapies and our FES cycle. The other thing that is pretty new is now our home FES customers are hooked up and linked into Strava, which Strava is a great tool for people who really get motivated and somewhat like addicted to seeing what other people, where other people are at with their home cycling. So the same people that are really competitive in other forms of working out really get into Strava and seeing, you know, who did the most miles, who did the most power output this week, who did what. And that's really good. It's a motivating factor, but it's also a nice support network so people can kind of have like a little a little motivation to continue to work out at home.
You know, I really like that, Kathleen. It kind of reminds me of those commercials that you see where people are working out with like different people from different areas because of the way that it's linked up. And you have one girl talking about, I can put on the jeans. Now, you know, that commercial and everything, but I'm glad to see that we as a disabled community can be linked up too. And it's fun. It's fun when you're doing something in a group or having some motivation to be pushed and everything. And I think that's great. And something tells me that you guys over at Restorative Therapies are not done tweaking with technology. And I think something else may be coming real soon because it seems like you guys are really, really innovative when it comes to this design. And I'm so appreciative, you know, to be acquainted with you guys, meet you guys at the Abilities Expo, and for us to have this chat. Now I'm gonna get on the insurance companies there for a minute. I'm gonna use my bully pulpit for a minute.
All right.
You know, we talked
now
about.
Now we're treading into some dangerous waterfalls.
Yes, we are. I got a little clout with them. They owe me some. But you know, especially when it comes to medical necessity, what can we do as community, as just citizens, to help them see that? Why do we have to jump through hoops for things that we know that is necessary? What can we do to kind of advocate, you know, to make it a little easier for you guys, you know, to get the reimbursement done and for ones, you know, to stay the course? What can we do? Is there anything we can do?
You know, I think what what the disability community can do is ask for what they need. You know, a lot of times therapists and patients really won't ask for what they need because they assume that the insurance company is going to deny them. And that's, I can totally understand that. So, you know, insurance companies deny, deny, deny. It's rare that you feel like you get approved for something. And it's all a game. And, you know, playing the game and having a reimbursement team to kind of help you through that process is great. But I think that the thing that we all need to remember and need to kind of strive to do is go for what is right for a patient, or go for what is right for us as patients. So in doing that, you are kind of pushing the insurance companies to see that certain pieces of equipment are necessary. You know, the more people that kind of ask for what they need, then the insurance companies will start to see something over and over and over and have to battle over and over and over. And then they start hearing, you know, the benefits of the technology that either a therapist is recommending or a patient is asking for. So I think the more that that people don't hold back, and, you know, especially on the therapist side, I think the more that we refer for equipment that patients need and not necessarily what insurance will approve, I think that, you know, that will help continue to push insurance companies to assess all options and decide on approving it for people. You know, on the patient side, I think that just kind of being patient with the reimbursement process and having conversations with the people who, you know, who handle this all the time. So, you know, if people are interested in getting a functional electric stim cycle, they can reach out to our inside sales team and they can have conversations about, you know, how does that reimbursement process look and what other avenues maybe are there to obtain the device. But, you know, the insurance company, it's very frustrating for therapists and for patients, because as a therapist, we just want what's best for our patient. And a lot of times it feels like insurance is dictating that. So I think that, you know, what we can do to kind of move past that is to start just kind of fighting back with asking for what is needed instead of what is going to be approved.
Well said, Kathleen. Thank you for sharing that bit of insight with us, because it can get frustrating at times, but having someone who works for a company who know the insides of what's going on, especially like your company, can really point us in the right direction, especially when it comes to getting that FES. But before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to articulate out there to the viewer, to the listener, about restorative therapies, and anything else you'd like to share?
Wow, well, that's a broad question. Well, or a broad statement. You know, I would like to share that I, you know, being a therapist for 16 years and starting to work for restorative therapies, it's a really rewarding job. And it allows me to, number one, I'm new to the West Coast. So I've got to travel to all these different rehab hospitals and rehab clinics, therapy clinics, and I get to meet a lot of cool patients and see, you know, what therapy is going on out there, and also to, you know, teach and help to, you know, I guess kind of motivate therapists and patients to see the benefits of FES. So it's a great job. It's a great company, and I'm really happy to work with them.
Awesome, awesome. The guys here in the studio are saying, we got to get Paul on one and put it on social media. All they want to do is make fun of me. That's all they want to do, Kathleen.
I know. I would like to. I could meet you at Rancho and we could do a trial on the FES cycle.
Let's do that. Let's definitely make that happen. As a matter of fact, why don't you give the website out, how ones can find out more information about restorative therapies? Can you give that out?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So if you want to go on to www.restorativetherapies.com, You can look at all of our products on there. There's also a link if you're a professional, if you're a therapist, doctor, or just someone in the medical field, or a patient that really wants to look at stuff from a professional side, you can click on the professionals and kind of look at all the different videos for our devices. There's videos for all of our home devices. There's also a link for patients, and it has all of our numbers on there as well. If you wanted to get in touch with someone in our Baltimore home office to talk about how you can get one of these devices for home.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. This is so cool right here, talking about this great technology and the mission behind it. I mean, what you guys are doing is so, so awesome. And looking forward to chatting with you more. As a matter of fact, we'll have you on Ability Zone that we do for the Abilities Expo, so we can talk to the disability community one-on-one. We can do that. We'll give them their time, so I don't have to share with my tech audience as well too. But
yeah, but we think it would also, you know, Paul, what also would be really cool probably for your audience is to have on maybe one or two of our home patients that cycle on a routine basis, so that they could actually share their experience and their story with your viewers. I think that sometimes is maybe more powerful than me sitting here and talking about it, because I'm a therapist and I'm not living it. I think that sometimes, you know, hearing it from the horse's mouth is more powerful.
I totally get it. Now the question is, are they as beautiful as you? If they're not, then they can't come on.
Oh God.
Are they?
Oh, thank you.
No,
but can you see me blushing?
Yes. No, Kathleen, thank you so much for joining me, and keep up the great work, and we were so happy to share the mission and also to spread the word.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul.
Once again, a huge shout out to Kathleen Landelis from Restorative Therapies. I enjoyed my conversation with her about FES, about their device. And just follow me on the Twitter. You'll see me on that. She and I have that in the making, and you guys better not make fun of me. Now, Kathleen gonna make sure that you don't make fun of me. She'll make sure I look nice when I'm doing my workout. But a huge shout out to them and to her. And I kind of made her blush too, didn't I? In the words of James Evans Jr. from Good Times, well, you know, what can I say? No, I'm just joking. She's a really, really great person, and we look forward to chatting and also sharing me on the FES cycle. Yes, we're going to have some fun. Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk about a new form of communicating, a new form of broadcasting. There's a new company that's starting this new trend, and I'm so happy that I was able to get them on. Coming up right after this break.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the tech zone. In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the tech zone.
Welcome back. It's the third and final segment of the show, Paul Amadeus Lane. That interview about assistive technology, did it blow you away? I know it blew me away, and I'm familiar with that type of technology. And if you missed it, if you know someone who has a disability or dealing with some issues physically, go back and listen to the interview, the second segment of the show. Remember, you can catch up. You can always connect with me, paulamadeuslane.com. That's my website. And I got to do a little homework on that website because it's been kind of lacking a little bit. I got to update it a little bit. I got to upgrade it. I got to coordinate with it. Yeah. In the first segment of the show, I talked about being able to communicate socially, and how sometimes when you have a conversation with someone on the Twitter or on Facebook, it's really kind of confrontational at times, isn't it? Wouldn't it be nice to talk about subjects, hot topics, without getting into an argument. And I mean any topic, not just political topics, but topics on the NBA playoffs, on football, on just any subject out there that's really of interest to ones out there. And what about you listening to show hosts talking about it and wanting to get involved in the conversation? Wouldn't it be nice if a platform like that exists? Well, it does. And my next guest is going to talk about what they're doing and how they made this a reality. Man, I'm so happy right now. I have Alex Riesenkampf from Get Vocal. He is the founder and CEO. Now, I told you guys about this technology before I brought him on. I'm hyped. Alex, what's going on, my friend? How are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I'm hyped as well.
Hey, Alex.
Totally forgot that I spent half my day in bed with a cold. Oh, I don't look like it.
No. I would have known if you never would have told me, my friend. You know, I need to find out what you do to try to fake it when you're sick. Because when I'm sick, I look like, oh. So you have to let me know what you took, okay?
Okay, yeah, I didn't take anything. I'm just joining the conversation with you, so I guess that's all. That's all it takes.
That is so cool. So, Alex, when we look at Get Vocal, when did you know you wanted to try to tackle this project, and what made you kind of come to the forefront and want to do it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, it happened, I think, now almost 4 years ago. I was reading an article in a newspaper, and it dealt with the whole Israel-Palestine thing. And it was a pretty, I would say, even article that kind of tried to portray both sides. But I felt like I wanted more perspective on what was going on. And I thought, you know, who can I talk to about this? So I went to the commentary section, and I realized that's not the place where you're going to get good perspective on a topic like this. And then I went to Facebook threads, and it's even worse. Let's not even get me started on Twitter. So I kind of took a step back, and it's like, if I'm passionate about something, it doesn't have to be such a hot button topic like, you know, that Israel-Palestine thing, which is probably like the archetype of human conflict. But whatever, if it's, let's say, an engaging conversation about sports, whatever it is, how am I going to really have that realness and that like real human connection in my conversation? And the only thing that I could really think of is have conversations face to face with my friends, or organize some kind of a Skype or Google Hangouts or some of the newer apps where you can kind of meet up with people that you know. But what you really don't have is a place where people that have mutual passions can get together in a live face to face format and discuss the topics that they feel passionate about in a more civil, in a more, human way. And that's really where Get Vocal started. And it's taken me a couple of years until I could kind of muster up the courage to actually start on it. So I've been involved in a couple of other startups. But yeah, now we're at it. We've been building this since almost a year, and we're launching it right now.
And I tell you, Alex, you and I have talked on the phone, and I just gushed with all kind of accolades and superlatives when I heard about what you guys are doing over there. And you know, when I first found out, I was like, how come someone hasn't did this a long time ago? And I'm glad you started to do it. And one thing that's really refreshing is having a conversation in a civilized way. I mean, you follow social media, you know what kind of garbage gets spread on the Twitter sometimes, where people can't have a civilized conversation. That's one thing I like watching some of the broadcasters on Get Vocal now. When they have a conversation, it's civilized. Nobody is yelling. Nobody is screaming. You know, people are talking like adults. And when you talk like adults, you're able to listen and you're able to take in information.
Yeah, so, you know, I think, you know, we're, as human beings, we're not perfect, right? There's a whole spectrum of what we're capable of, right? And that kind of goes back to, I don't know, as long as human history exists, right, there's been that spectrum. And I think that it depends on what kind of a setting we find ourselves in, whether more of our positive communication potential is revealed or whether we're being jerks. And I think that the absence of that face-to-face element, the absence of, you know, me looking you in the eye and seeing all of that kind of like body language and facial expressions and also tone of voice and all these kind of things, the absence of that breeds not good communication behavior, right? The absence of that means that I'm just kind of on my keyboard, I have an anonymous veil around me and I can, you know, act however I want. There's no accountability. So that's one thing that we try to like build into Get Vocal, to have that face-to-face live element in the interactions that just kind of makes the hurdle for being a jerk so much higher, okay? And then in addition to that, we're trying to build in certain elements into the whole experiences that add to the positive psychology. For example, one of the things we've done is that everyone in the group format gets the same amount of speaking time. So guys like I can't monopolize the conversation. You know, when you're saying something, it counts down, and if not, not, right? So that kind of keeps you accountable, and a bunch of different things just to, you know, encourage or kind of like reveal the like our innate positive communication behaviors. Right? I mean, there's always going to be a couple of jerks that want to be trolls and stuff. And, you know, there's going to be places on the internet where they can be trolls. But I think the vast majority of people prefer having a good conversation without insults. I really think that. And so Get Vocal is a place for that.
And you hit on a very good subject about when someone is behind a keyboard and can't see your facial expressions, they got a lot of courage. But when they look at you face to face, they're like, okay, yeah, let's have a civilized conversation. And the cool thing about the platform is that you allow those who are listening in to kind of be a part of the conversation. That's pretty dynamic. You know, someone is watching, maybe someone talk about a topic. If they want to jump in, they're able to do that. Talk about putting that platform together and maybe some of the challenges you might have thought, like, wait a minute, do we really want to put this in there and somebody could just jump in and possibly be a jerk? Just talk about putting that together.
Okay. So, I mean, when we started, we were like, okay, how are we going to do this, right? So a lot of it was analysis of what works today on social media. And we went beyond social media, though, as well. So kind of just to preface this, I don't want Get Vocal to be necessarily only a political place, right? I want to have people to be able to have conversations about anything they're passionate about, whether it's their favorite TV show or whether it's their favorite sports team or whether, in fact, it's whatever political topic, right? So it's like we're not in any sense only political or whatever, right? But what we did want is the conversation somehow to be bridge building. Okay, what's not bridge building? Political conversations on Facebook. What's also not bridge building? Watching either CNN or Fox News, right? Those guys on both sides of the political spectrum make a buck off of kind of feeding their audience what their audience already believes, right? It's kind of like reinforcing the bias that people already have. So what we thought is it's not enough to just create kind of like a live video conversation format. It's also important to somehow teaser the conversations that people have with better, more authentic content. So in a way, what we've built is kind of a combination between talk TV and a live conversation, a live video conversation social media experience. So the way that it works is that, you know, you or someone else, up to four talk show hosts essentially, could have a broadcasted conversation about a certain topic. Let's say it was, I don't know, Stanley Cup coming up. And then it would take 15 minutes and it would, you know, be kind of like fun banter on the Stanley Cup. And then everyone who's watching afterwards can, by the click of a button, whether they're on their app or whether they're on their desktop, doesn't really matter, by the click of a button, get joined up with everyone else who's watching and inspired by the conversation that you had, have conversations with all of the other viewers, right? So it's kind of changing the way that we think about content and making it much more engaging. And so we've just built an experience around that to enable that. And to be fair, right, we're totally starting out on this, right? So you're one of the first guys covering what we're doing. The initial feedback we're getting is, you know, people love it, but I don't know. Do people really love it? We'll see. The jury's still out.
No, that's true. That's true. And I'm glad to be a part of being able to to even broadcast on there with different topics that I hold dear, like sports, like gaming, you know, any hot topic out there. And I'm glad you put that out there, because let's say there's a group of ones in the populations that want to talk about cat videos. You know, they can talk about their love for cat videos. If they want to talk about food, they want to talk about what burger stand is the best. You know,
exactly.
You know, they can do that. I like that.
And see, the thing is, like, if you have an engagement part after the cat video where people really kind of, like the two of us right now, connect and have a face-to-face conversation, who cares what they talked about before that, right? Whether it's something like cat videos, or whether it's, you know, something like, I don't know, super, I don't know, like more involved, like climate change or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. For us, what we want to encourage is that real, like, human connection. Mm-hmm. And if it's cat videos that are going to inspire those human connections, then fine, it's cat videos.
Now, and it's like the possibilities are endless. And mm-hmm. and it's awesome. Now, you talked about the feedback that you've gotten so far from ones who are show hosts. Mm-hmm. What is something that as you grow, something that you really want to have the audience focus on about the platform and the format? What's something that you really want to articulate out there to ones who are listening and viewing right now?
I mean, look, it's like the whole vision about Get Vocal is good conversations are the foundation of good relationships, right? Whether it's with your friends, whether it's with your colleagues, whether it's with, you know, your partner, whether it's, you know, with each other as members of a society, all of these relationships, whether it's with your family members, right? All of these relationships function on some kind of a good communication, discourse, and all of these things. And I really believe that social media, as it, like the way that it is today, we can do so much better, right? Mm-hmm. We can do so much better in offering these good conversations that build good relationships. And that's what Get Vocal is about. And so, you know, if the audience and people engaging on Get Vocal, whatever the content is that they want, we'll try to, you know, cater to people's tastes, right? We'll have some stuff on sports, we'll have some stuff on tech, we'll have some stuff on politics, we'll have some stuff on pop culture, right? We don't want to exclude any kind of topic. And I think as we grow, we will also include a lot more niche content on the platform. So we don't, like, whatever people are interested in, as long as it, you know, it's not offensive or anything like that, then great, fair game. The only thing that we do want is that it is balanced, right? So, you know, if it is a certain hot button topic, we want to give people more perspective than just one, right? So that they can kind of see that, be like, yeah, I can kind of relate to that person. They kind of have a different opinion on this, whatever draft pick or whatever it is, than I do. But because that person is authentic, I might take their opinion more seriously. You know, I might be able to actually think about it. And I might not agree with it, but at least I understand where people are coming from. So that's what we're trying to do and achieve here.
Well said. And some of the topics like that are trending right now on Get Vocal, the NBA NBA finals, the playoffs, Stanley Cup, a lot of things that are trending there. And I encourage the audience and the viewers out there to definitely check out getvocal.com and check out some of the conversations. And what I like too is about the code of conduct. You know, you put it right out there. You know, ones are going to be a part of it. There's certain things that you can't do. And I'm glad you said that, because we want people that's going to play nice. We don't want people that's going to take their ball and go home. So talk about that code of conduct, my friend.
All right. So I challenge everyone to come to our website and look for the code of conduct. We kind of hit it a little bit, but in a kind of obvious way. I don't know. No, the code of conduct, it's really the essence of what we're about. If you want to be hostile, if you want to, you know, win an argument or something like that, maybe Get Vocal is not the right place for you, right? There's tons of places where you can go at it. We're a place for curious minds, you know, curious and respectful people, wherever they're from, whatever, you know, their backgrounds are. And if you're curious and you're, you know, you you want to have a respectful conversation, you want to be heard, then our code of conduct is for you, right? We try to make it as simple as possible. If not, then Get Vocal's not for you. And in fact, we'll kick you off the platform. Like if let's say if we, and there's like a technology component to that, and then there's also kind of like a community component to that. If you're being offensive on Get Vocal and we figure out that you're just like trying to harass people, you're out.
Makes sense.
It's as easy as that.
No, I like that. I mean, I like that because, you know, we want to be refreshed. We want to, you know, just have a nice conversation and talk like grownups, you know, and in this time in which we live in, my friend, you know, that has went away as like the dodo bird, you know, it doesn't exist anymore in some formats, but I'm glad at Get Vocal that you guys are definitely bringing that back. So how can ones find out more about Get Vocal? How can they sign up? How can they do that?
Yeah, just download the app. It works on your Android phones. It works on your iPhone. You can just download it from the App Store and then check out some of the content, check out some of the upcoming events, and then just check them out, watch them and participate. You can do the same thing on your desktop machine. So yeah, just visit what we're doing. Again, you know, we're very new. It's still rough around the edges. We're still, you know, working with inspiring individuals like yourself, Paul, to get these awesome talks onto the platform. So, you know, everyone bear with us. But I encourage you, and we'd be honored if you would be part of kind of our collective goal to revolutionize social media and make it more social, in fact, right? So be part of it.
Absolutely. And it's my honor, my friend, to be a part of it. And let's kind of give them a little taste of what it's like when hosts talk about certain things. So let's talk about cool last names. I have a plain last name, but Alex, you have a cool last name that's full of rich meaning. And you had no idea I was going to throw this out there, but his name is so cool because he's the complete opposite. So Alex, tell him about your last name and what it means.
All right, I'm not sure. Like, I'm trying to build something that is peaceful and everything, and my last name means the opposite. So Riesenkampf in German, which is where I'm from Germany, means giant battle. So there it is.
You know what, Alex, it could be a giant battle to make people act like they got some sense.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That. Let's roll with
we,
that.
We can flip the script like that, my friend, because we can do that. And before I let you go, anything else out there you'd like to articulate out there to the viewer or the listener?
You know, it's like, I really believe that we're at a crossroads right now. And I don't know, 20 years from now, we could be in a situation where I'm not sure if I want, you know, my kids to grow up in this world. But I think 20 years from now, we could also be in a world where we're like, yeah, we kind of flipped the switch and kind of got our together. Excuse my French. I really want to be part of the latter, right? Where we kind of flip that switch right now, where we realize, you know, all of the division that's going on, wherever you stand, you know, like it's people first, right? We're more similar than we're different, right? Whether, you know, whatever you look like, where you're from, who you love, all of these kind of things. At the end, you know, people want prosperity, they want happiness, and like, let's just do it. We know how. Let's do it. You know what I mean? So that's just what I want to share.
Well said, my friend. And Get Vocal. Get Vocal is definitely gonna, I believe, gonna help us get there because it's refreshing, it's transformational, and I think Alex, you and your team are gonna look back maybe 5 years from now and say, wow, we took a swing at it, we hit it out of the park, and we revolutionized. I mean, you have the capability of being the next Zuckerberg. You know, that's the way I look at this format. Because
maybe.
It's new.
And you know what? It doesn't matter, though, because even if we fail, I want to take a swing at it and, you know, inspire other people that if we fail, to make it work. You know what I mean? Like, this is not about, like, yeah, of course, for me personally, I want it to work and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not about me. It's not, you know, for that matter, it's not about you. It's about us. And someone needs to figure it out. So whoever it's going to be, if it's going to be us or someone else, doesn't really matter. It's about things progressing.
See, and that's why you're going to succeed, because of your humility. See that's yeah. what I'm talking about right there. See, and that breeds positivity. That draws people to you, because we don't see that in the norm today, especially in my business of the media. You know, everybody is in the business to divide, not bring together. You know, and I'm so happy that this platform is definitely doing that. So, Alex,
I
look forward to chatting with you again, and also chatting with you on Get Vocal too. We'll have some fun talking about some pretty cool things.
Absolutely, Paul. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Once again, a huge shout out to my friend Alex ReasonConf. I probably butchered that name twice already. Enjoyed having him. Remember, go to getvocal.com. I'll be doing some Get Vocal, so you can definitely check it out. Jump into the conversation that I'll have with some insightful guests that's going to join me around, chat about some things that are topical. And my subjects, you know me, I'll talk about Marvel versus DC. I'll talk about MLB baseball. I'll talk about everything. Because remember, when I hosted my morning show, my topics ran the gambit. I'll talk about food and trying to lose weight and the diet trends. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Said, hey, what's going on with these trends out there? Now, all you other Get Vocal hosts out there, if you steal my content, now I got to be good. I don't want Alex and the team to kick me off. I'm going to be nice, but definitely go check it out. Great, great, great platform. Yeah. All right. That is the extent of our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, take care of yourself. And remember, wherever you are, there you're at. That was cheesy, wasn't it? That's from my good friend Ernest Riggs. He taught me that when we were younger. All right, so until next time, yeah, let me get out of here. I'm mumbling my words. Take care, folks.
In this world of technology, things are ever changing, rearranging. You need someone to help you out. I know someone who can. Come and take a journey with me as we go through the land of technology. You'll never be alone. You'll be with Paul Amadeus Lane in the tech zone.